When it comes to Indigenous languages in Australia, the situation is grim, according to a leading linguistics professor. It's one of the topics being discussed at an international conference in Adelaide starting today, which will focus on the loss and the revival of language. Caroline Winter reports.
Of the estimated 250 known Aboriginal languages, only 18 are actually spoken.
I think that from many aspects, it is a lucky country. But when it comes to language, when it comes to linguicide, it is one of the unluckiest country on earth.
Professor Gilad Zuckerman, Chair of Linguistics and Endangered Languages at Adelaide University, wants to change that grim statistic.
It is of national benefit, of national importance, of social benefit to put efforts in assisting Aboriginal people in reconnecting to their language. It's not only an ethical, moral, you know, righting the wrong issue. It is also a utilitarian benefit.
To right that wrong, he set his sights on reviving the endangered Bangala language, native to Indigenous people across South Australia's Eastern Eyre Peninsula. In a case of strange bedfellows, this Israeli Jewish migrant has teamed up with community elders who together are using a Bangala dictionary written by a German Lutheran missionary in the 1840s to teach the next generation. Bangala man Stephen Atkinson is part of the program.
My mother, she actually spoke the language fluently before she got taken and put into the missions. When my mother came out of the mission system, she actually couldn't speak her language anymore. So that's why, for me, it's a great honour to be involved in helping revive that language.
Along with Professor Zuckerman, Stephen Atkinson holds workshops in Whyalla, Port Augusta and Port Lincoln and says they're doing more than just reclaiming the old language.
We're actually even creating new words that hadn't been used before, such as computer, which is Gabiwa, and internet, which is Irbiyanu. So we're slowly not only just reviving the old language, but recreating the language.
Jeff Anderson understands the power of language. Fear of the stolen generation meant his family never spoke about his Indigenous heritage, but he knew something was missing. Crippled with severe anxiety, he was unable to leave the house until the opportunity to learn Wiradjuri came about.
Because right at that point, something had happened to me, and I still can't work out what it was. I just jumped in the car and said, "Let's go." So I just felt like I was just being reborn again. Learned a couple of words, and the more I was learning, the better I was getting.
That moment transformed Jeff Anderson's life, and also his hometown of Parkes in New South Wales. He now teaches Indigenous and non-Indigenous students Wiradjuri at three primary schools there, and is right behind Professor Gilad Zuckerman's plan to revitalise as many endangered Indigenous languages as possible.
Caroline Winter reporting.